Yo, yo, this is Alan Sakyan with 2030 Podcast. On Tuesday of this week, November 22nd, we hosted Dr. Jun Yoon on Eureka, our science comedy show. Dr. Jun Yoon is an incredible orator. He is a physician, he is a hedge fund manager, and he is the sponsor of the Palo Alto Longevity Prize. He is extremely relatable when he teaches people about aging and homeostatic capacity. He's looking to hack the code of aging in order to extend a healthy lifespan. And I'm really excited to teach you about what he taught me and what he taught our audience at the show. So first of all, let's start with what aging is. So aging is the erosion of homeostatic capacity. And that is controlled by our autonomic nervous system. And our autonomic nervous system controls things like how often we blink, how often we breathe. And these things are automatic. We don't even think about it yet. That's how we breathe continuously, and that's how we blink continuously. And the autonomic nervous system, being in charge of homeostasis and homeostatic capacity, we are our ability to return back to this equilibrium gets eroded over the years. So let's have a good example here. As we get older, we lose our homeostatic capacity. For example, with hangovers, you go out for a night of drinking, it takes you a lot longer to recover the older you get. Same thing with late nights. When you're younger, you feel like you can stay up forever. Well, later on in your life, you're exhausted the next day because you didn't get enough sleep. Now this gets really crazy with injuries. With injuries as a kid, you heal really quickly. You feel like you're invulnerable sometimes. And when you get older, injuries are serious business. And they hurt. So our homeostatic capacity gets eroded over the years as we get older. And really how we can solve aging is by extending this homeostatic capacity so that if you can take your homeostatic capacity when you were 14 years old and extend it through your entire life, you could live until you're 1,000 years old. But in order to do that, we really have to figure out how aging is codified into our traits. And there are plenty of other indicators such as blood pressure or sugar spikes that occur in our body. So when you go high in blood pressure or high in blood sugar, your body's ability to come back to an equilibrium is your homeostatic capacity. And really, you can think of your body's ability to hover at 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit as its body temperature as homeostatic capacity, as the most simple one to remember and to teach others. You can also tell this because when you're young, you don't really have a tolerance for, you have a higher tolerance for temperature. Well, once you get older, your tolerance for temperature declines. So you feel colder more often. That's why when you're hanging out with your parents, sometimes it feels like they're cold, but you're hot. And think about what the grandparents are like. They feel everything. And this is a big thing that Dr. Jun Yoon was able to teach us about homeostatic capacity. So Dr. Jun Yoon, he's born in Seoul in South Korea, and he came here to the United States when he was young, and he went to an all-boys private high school in Washington, D.C., and then he went to Harvard to get his bachelor's in evolutionary biology, and then he went to Duke for medical school, and then he went to Stanford for his residence in radiology. He joined the Palo Alto Investors and for about 10 years was responsible for all of their healthcare investments. And they've invested into about $2 billion of healthcare investments. And in 2008, he was elected president of Palo Alto Investors. In 2014, he launched the Palo Alto Longevity Prize. That is a $1 million prize. And so he really believes that innovation can foster the people together, can foster the remedies together and the people together in order to solve problems like extending homeostatic capacity and extending longevity. And so he has two separate $500,000 prizes in order to hack the code that's regulating health and lifespan. So one of the $500,000 prizes is to use heart rate variability to restore homeostatic capacity of somebody with old age to somebody with young age. Again, trying to get that homeostatic capacity of a 14-year-old throughout an entire lifetime. Also, the second one is for extending mean lifespan by at least 50%. So it's extending longevity of life. So Dr. Jun Yoon, incredible speaker, and he made things so relatable as a physician and a hedge fund manager investing in healthcare. So there's this word that he taught me. This word is senescence. Senescence is the process of deterioration with aging. So we all have senescence. We all deteriorate with aging. And we're trying to figure out how to slow down senescence or how to restore homeostatic capacity to our bodies to slow down senescence. And let's talk about one of the biggest analogies that he gives us. He gives us the whack-a-mole versus weeble-wobble analogy. So in the early 1900s and throughout most of our healthcare, we've been doing whack-a-mole strategy. What is whack-a-mole strategy? Well, anytime you see a fire in the body, you just begin whacking it with drugs and operations and trying to fix it then. That whole whack-a-mole strategy is now archaic. We need to move forward to a new analogy, which is the weeble wobble strategy. And what is a weeble wobble? It's that toy that's propped up, and when you flick it to one of its side, it wobbles a bit, and then it comes back to an equilibrium and it's propped up. It has a spherical body bottom to it. And the way to understand the weeble wobble analogy is that we're looking to increase homeostatic capacity so we can quickly bounce back from being leaned all the way to the side back to the equilibrium. Dr. Jun Yoon even called homeostatic capacity nature's greatest endowment. Beautiful way to describe it. So in response to stressors, like we talked about, hangovers or late nights or injuries or blood pressure spikes or tolerances for temperature or even a roller coaster ride, how can we bring this 14-year-old homeostatic capacity throughout our 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 100s so that we can bounce back to equilibrium and we can respond to stress faster? And that way we, as a youth, when you're running around and you have no idea that you have this incredible homeostatic capacity because you don't feel healthy, you feel nothing when you're young. But you look at your parents, they feel something, and you look at their parents and they feel everything. So how do we extend that youthful homeostatic capacity throughout our aging process? This analogy really gets to me well. So back in the 50s, really healthcare was primarily, call this healthcare 1.0. We had the biggest issues that we were having were trauma and infections, and those hurt us a lot. And then innovations in infectious disease and surgical advances pushed the average survivorship past the reproductive senescence. And so we approach now healthcare 2.0, which is where we're trying to right now prop up this weeble that's leaning to the sides. So we're trying to figure out how to stop whack-a-mole and how to move to a more weeble-wobble sort of strategy. And Dr. Jun Yoon really truly believes that in healthcare 3.0, that we're going to be able to enable sustained health and avoid senescence. So being healthy never gets old. How do you avoid the deterioration of our biological processes with aging? So there's a few ways that we can look at this. And one of the ways that I want to illustrate that he actually brought to our attention was that when people see things that are bad, what we typically do is we just look at the bad and we don't see it for its good. So when we look at cancer, we just see cancer as strictly bad, but we don't actually notice that we can take something good from cancer. What can we take that's good? Cancerous cells have the ability to edit out their own senescence. So they can edit out their deterioration process. So if we learn how cancerous cells are codified, we can then put that into our own birth genetics in order for us to never potentially experience senescence ourselves. So we can extend our lifespans, a sustained, healthy extension of our lifespans by looking at our environment. There are other things as well besides cancer cells that have the ability to edit out their own senescence. Well, you take a look at lobsters and jellyfish and squid, and they actually have genes that they can age forever. They can age forever, but typically they die to things like disease or predation or injury. But if we can take genes and genetically engineer ourselves to be able to extend our lifespans like that, that is another way that we can do it. So this whole healthcare 3.0 idea is huge because we really believe, and Dr. Jun Yoon has made it clear, that we are living in a healthcare economy. And this industry, the 21st century, he believes, is going to be a healthcare economy. And this is, by the way, this is all despite automation happening. So we'll get into these statistics for you. Some of the things that we really need in this healthcare economy that we're coming into is we need more dynamic diagnostic tools for homeostatic capacity, like cardiac stress tests, like heart rate variability tests, like voice tests, and all of these other therapies that if we took these dynamic diagnostics for homeostatic capacity and we invested money into them and we figured out how to measure our homeostatic capacity and how to get us back to equilibrium faster, we could potentially extend our lifespans sustainably over time. So these are the things that we're looking to invest into. So let's talk about the 21st century being this healthcare economy. So despite automation, from 2002 to 2012, so that 10-year period, healthcare jobs grew 2.3% compounded annually. That's despite automation. Over this last 10-year period, healthcare jobs grew 2.3% compounded annually. And the Bureau of Labor Statistics says that from 2012 to 2022, so for that next 10-year period, that healthcare jobs are going to grow at 2.6% compounded annually. Again, despite automation. This is approximately 8 million jobs that will be created in the healthcare economy. This has the potential to completely wipe out unemployment in the United States. And the way that we can do this is by making the first 2 years of doctoral training available online. Because those first 2 years being available online, anybody can go and learn about it. Same thing if we go and teach our kids in school about healthcare, so that when they are growing up, that they understand the operating system that their body runs on. Just like they should be educated about the universe and how they should be educated about our earth, and how we evolved to get to this point. That should be a basic download to the operating system of every child that's born. So should how their body operates and how to take care of their body and how to maximize their homeostatic capacity over their years. And some of the ways that we do need to remember that maximizing homeostatic capacity is simple is exercising. Exercising is a good way to maximize your homeostatic capacity. So is your body's ability to eat healthy. Eating healthy also maximizes this capacity. And even Dr. Jun Yoon says to occasionally go and eat some fast food, because then that brings your body to a low homeostatic capacity and then it has to work its way back up to the middle. If you never go to that extreme, then you'll never practice coming into the middle. So these different ways to extend homeostatic capacity are ways that we're going to be working in this healthcare 3.0 sector. And putting things like jobs online in order for people to learn how to become healthcare professionals by watching the first 2 years of training is a great way for people to just become educated, and especially kids to become educated. Now, of course, you have to go to residency after those first 2 years to actually become a physician. And we need to open up spots for residency for more people to come in and begin their residency and become doctors. So how crazy is that? He explains that we have not enough healthcare talent. We are extremely understaffed in healthcare. We're doing things like projecting a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday work schedule onto our bodies, which has no sense of time. So you literally, if you go to a hospital after hours or on the weekend, your chances of dying are actually higher. And you think, what? How is that possible? Why are we projecting a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday schedule onto our bodies? So if I get injured or experience anything, or anyone gets experienced anything in the after hours or on weekends, our chances of dying are higher than if we were to be hurt between 9-to-5 Monday through Friday. The body has no sense of time. We need to have proper staffing at healthcare institutions out in the outside hours, after hours and on weekends. So we need to start looking at healthcare spending as an investment instead of a cost. So the way that Dr. Jun Yoon describes this is he says that healthy people create more value, which expands GDP. So if you look at GDP going from 10% to 20% in terms of healthcare GDP, we'll expand the economy over time and it'll fuel things like education and alternative energy and all this other kind of stuff. So expanding a majority of our GDP towards healthcare will actually have an increased cost because people will live longer, create more value, and that will therefore expand GDP. And so he also says things like, if you can imagine when the Wright brothers took off with airplanes, just 6 decades after that, JFK declared the moonshot, and we landed on the moon just 8 years later. Incredible talent and feat of humanity. Now, 6 decades after Watson and Crick discovered DNA, Dr. Jun Yoon says, let's solve aging. We have this time right now. Let's solve aging. Let's invest in healthcare 3.0 and let's get to that point. So we have healthcare as one of the only industries where more people in the industry create more jobs. And I believe that other industries like astrophysics and the space economy are going to be very similar industries. The more people that get into healthcare and astrophysics, the larger the healthcare economy and the space economy are going to get. And there's going to be lots and lots of jobs created in these two economies over the next few decades. And we have to have the foresight and the futurism in order to understand that that is what's going to be happening, and we should be advocating for more of these basics in astrophysics and basics in healthcare to be put online for us to learn and for us to share with other developing parts of the world. I would like to address some of the things that Jun Yoon actually taught me about being an entrepreneur and being motivated as well. Dr. Jun Yoon explained that we need to be more like cameras and not like projectors. There's a really interesting test that is done where if you look at a sentence and you read the sentence and he asks you to see how many F's there are in the sentence, the letter F, that when I read it and when 90% of adults read it, they say there are 3 F's in the sentence. Well, guess what? Kids below the age of 12 notice that there are 6 F's in the sentence. And guess what? They are right. 90% of adults are wrong when they say there are 3 F's or 4 F's or 5 F's. That's because they missed the F's in the word of. There are also 3 of's in the sentence that my mind blew right past the F's in the 3 of's. And you'll check this out if you guys tune in and check out some of Jun Yoon's videos on YouTube, but or even the Eureka Comedy video that we'll have uploaded on the website soon from the show. But he does this example and it blows everybody's minds. And he says to be a camera and not a projector because we are a camera until we're the age of 12. We take in all of this beautiful information and we play with it, molds our mind. And then after the age of 12, we become a projector and we just speak out and we don't spend as much time absorbing and slowing down and learning and trying to continuously mold our mind. And these are some of the topics that I'll also be able to get into in some of our future podcasts. But in terms of emotional intelligence exercises like empathy and growth mindset, neurolinguistic programming, asking people the right questions in life, being an inquisitor instead of a reactionary, that you can get down to level 20 in communication with people instead of level 1. And that's subject that will be strong for entrepreneurs to learn, and something that I'm going to be teaching in the communications classes, in the business classes, and the science comm classes that we'll be getting to soon. And hopefully you guys will tune into those as well. Now, another thing that he teaches entrepreneurs is to aim high. Because even if you aim for a 10x growth, even if you miss at 10x growth, you might still hit 3x in terms of your growth. Versus if you only aimed for a 20% return, then you might try and take corners. You might not even take the risk if you're not coming in at 10% cheaper than what you could have. So you might wait too long and you're only looking for 20% return. No, aim 10 times. Aim high. If you miss, you'll still hit 3 times. Aiming high also does things like builds teams, and it makes people empowered to solve problems. Whereas low stakes, like aiming low for 20%, those low stakes are things like fighting over corner offices and that kind of nonsense. So we really need to aim high in order to solve goals and solve problems and to succeed as an entrepreneur. I've always aimed high in my life. I remember when I was younger, I didn't aim at high as often, but now that I'm seeing that entrepreneurs and chasing dreams and ideas really can pay off, and you do meet incredible people along the journey, and it's totally worth every single risk that you take along the way to get here, I totally recommend the same thing, to aim high and chase after your dreams. He also teaches that really, if we think about it, we think 1,000 years is a long time, right, guys? You think 1,000 years is going to be forever, but really it's not. Your moms and dads, and even Jun Yoon, he's about 50 years old. If you think about it, 50 years goes by to them in a blink of an eye. They'll all tell you that their lives have went by so fast. Well, 50 years is only 20 blinks. One blink, 50 years, 20 blinks is 1,000 years. So if that blink of an eye goes by so fast for somebody that's 50 and soon will be 50, these 25-year-olds that are listening to this podcast will be 50 too soon, and our life went by in a blink. So 20 blinks is 1,000 years, and 200 blinks is 10,000 years. So guys, time's going by really quickly, and we're going to have some incredible innovations that are coming by soon. So let's get investing in the right places, especially to increase our homeostatic capacity to live healthier, longer lives. He also explains how nature does everything in curves. We have Fibonacci sequences and recursion everywhere we look in nature, but humans are so linear, we build buildings that are straight lines. And this is because it became necessary for transactions, $1, $2, $3, $4 for us to transact. But nature doesn't know what that is. Nature is all in curves in these Fibonacci. And you can think about this best with compressive scale thinking, because, for example, if there's a lion that's somewhere between 1 to 9 trees away from you, that's a huge difference. If the lion's 1 tree away from you, you're possibly going to be killed. And if the lion's 9 trees away from you, that's a huge difference, that 9-tree difference. Well, now what if you look at it like the lion's 91 to 100 trees away from you? It doesn't really matter if the lion's 91 trees or 100 trees away from you. It's just super far away. So that kind of compressive scale thinking is something to really begin to understand, that that's some linear and non-linear system that we have to understand. Nature's non, humans are. So the healthcare system is enormous. We have multiple trillions of dollars within the healthcare system right now. Every year is being spent about $3 trillion on the healthcare system. We need to figure out how to put the healthcare system back into the body. Right now, we don't really study these important things because they're not broken. We only study things that are unbroken. The National Institute of Health, it's approximately a $30 billion yearly budget for the National Institute of Health. Well, we spend that much money on Valentine's and Halloween candy. We spend as much money on $30 billion on Valentine's and Halloween candy every year that we do on the National Institute of Health's total budget. We need to discuss where we're investing money. and why we believe it's a good thing to invest money into increasing homeostatic capacity. So guys, let me mention a few more things before we cut off. Thank you again for tuning in to this podcast on Dr. Jun Yoon and on healthcare and health and homeostatic capacity. I would also like to mention how with this prize, he's understanding what's happening. Because if you really elicit innovation out of people with things like prizes, we will go farther with innovation that way. Because when you have people sitting there and writing grants to try and get money, there's less and less people aiming to gain grants, and there's less and less money coming to those people. Whereas if you throw money out as a prize, you will then attract the right populations of people in order to actually get fund, in order to actually gain innovation, in order to succeed for that prize, and then pay out for the people that have worked hard to bring together those teams and innovative solutions to win it. So another story that he tells about another prize that he's starting is with his young son. Jun has two sons, and one of them, Jun has an EpiPen. He doesn't produce enough epinephrine, and so he has an EpiPen in case of any allergies. And so he has a nut allergy. In case he eats a nut, he needs to stab himself with this EpiPen in order for him to increase his production of epinephrine, adrenaline, so his body can get back to a homeostatic state. So as his son is looking at this EpiPen, he says, "Dad, what if people just don't produce enough epinephrine to treat their asthma and allergic reactions?" And his dad was like, "Whoa, we didn't really think about it as the problems in the body that we don't produce enough epinephrine." And that's what it is. And so he's now going to be doing another million prize, and that's going to be for figuring out how to have the body produce more epinephrine, enough epinephrine for people that don't have enough of it to fight against things like asthma and allergic reactions. So again, he obviously has some intelligent children, because I, as a child, would have never thought about that. So again, it's really important for parents to be educating their children and eliciting intelligent thoughts from their minds by stimulating them with conversations around healthcare and futurism and science and emotional intelligence and all of these things that will make your children more intelligent and come up with innovative thoughts. Again, kids that are young have these plastic minds, and their neuroplasticity is high, and they will learn from the way that you mold their mind. So mold their mind around things that you think will make them innovators in this growing world. And he does believe that we need more prizes, and I agree with him. Prizes are a really great way to elicit innovation. And guys, this has been a great podcast. I want to mention another thought, which is some of the questions that I asked him about genetic engineering were that if we could potentially in the future we have CRISPR and we have these new emerging technologies, we could potentially engineer embryos at young enough of stages in order to borrow these genes from things like lobsters, jellyfish, squid, in order to extend our homeostatic capacity longer. Also, we can give our autonomic nervous system a boost to increase homeostatic capacity. And remember that, focus on yourself as an investment. Healthcare is an investment. The healthcare economy is coming around very soon. There's going to be 8 million jobs created in the healthcare economy. Learn about healthcare yourself. Teach your kids about healthcare. And learn more about homeostatic capacity. Remember, aging is the erosion of homeostatic capacity. Your body's ability to later on in its life recover from a hangover or recover from an injury. So remember that senescence is the process of deterioration with aging. So we want to slow down or eliminate senescence, and we want to really focus on how to restore homeostatic capacity. Instead of this whack-a-mole strategy of just whacking all of these problems with our body, we want to focus on this weeble wobble. It gets sent off on its side, well, then it just weeble wobbles right back into equilibrium. Huge, huge thank you to Dr. Jun Yoon for being our guest scientist on Eureka. It was an incredible show. We gave out really great prizes in regarding healthcare and health. Some funny ones. Our comedians were great. Our audience was packed, and they had a great time interacting with him, answering his questions. Again, guys, we really hope that this podcast made influence on you. And if it did, if you learned cool things like homeostatic capacity is nature's greatest endowment and its ability to respond to stressors by bringing us back to equilibrium, if that was a profound thing for you, please do share this podcast with other people. And remember, as we always say, catalyze change first in yourself. Second, catalyze change in others around you. Lastly, catalyze change in the world. Thank you guys for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again very soon. Take care.